This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell with our man Abe Gordon filling in for Carl today. Carl got the day off, so Abe and I have not argued. I haven't thrown anything at him. It's been a delightful afternoon. Oren pushing the buttons. We got Day-Day tonight. He'll be holding it down for the high school football scoreboard show. So catch that and keep track of what's happening with Friday Night Lights. We like to start every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. We talked with Steve Coonan, and that is no baloney. I wasn't blowing smoke. They did poll a bunch of Hawks, a bunch of general managers around the league who felt the Hawks' moves were the best, which is kind of interesting. We've, maybe I more than Carl, have killed our GM with the Falcons over the years. I'm seeing things happening now with the guys we've drafted, especially on the defensive side, right? Especially the last 2 years. And we're going to need these guys against Buffalo on Monday night.
Look, when I look at all of the teams, right, and anytime a team has expectations, has built up expectations, and something happens, it comes up short, I think it's fair to criticize and question what's been going on. And quite frankly, we were all right there when the Hawks were one stepped ankle away from potentially making the NBA Finals. They hadn't improved. They've gotten worse year by year by year. I think criticism of what's been going on there from a head coach perspective or the GM perspective has been fair. We're excited again. And you want to credit the guy, and hopefully he's right and hopefully we're right. Same thing about the Falcons. I think there are a lot of times I've been questioning the GM and the head coach and what's going on there. Look at what the defense is doing right now. A lot of it because of rookie impacts up front and rookie impacts on the back end. Credit where credit is due. Hopefully it holds up.
We know the injuries have been an issue, especially on special teams. Not necessarily guys that are household names, but Nathan Carter. I know you guys right. Do know Kadarrell Hodge because he's a Pro Bowler. He was limited today's practice. Natron Brooks still dealing with a concussion. But these are guys that do the dirty work on special teams. We asked Coach Raheem Morris about it yesterday. He says, indeed, we're right. He knows it. And Marquise Williams knows it. Special teams have got to be better. You can't be setting up Josh Allen in that offense at the friggin' 45-yard line. So that's got to tighten up. The good news on the injury report is A.J. Terrell was limited, but he told the media yesterday he feels 100%. So, again, just being safe with that. Don't think we're going to see Darnell Mooney. He didn't participate. That hamstring is still a thing. And Clark Phillips out with a tricep. So you're pretty much healthy where it matters with A.J. Terrell. We know that Pitts can be a bigger weapon. You and I talked about it earlier. Everyone agrees. We want to see a healthy dose of Kyle Pitts. He jumped in the studio with us yesterday up at Flowery Branch. And Carl and I, it's funny, we said the same. I think because of social media and how some people feel life is like a telephone game, like, ooh, he said something bad. They're like, oh, I can't believe Kyle Pitts talks to you guys. He's an adult. He's a great player.
Nothing you've said has been personal either. These have been professional discussions.
And that's it. We have folks out there. And again, you root how you root. Some guys are fanboys. Some guys are just, they take it objectively, as Kyle does. And as we said, we've talked about the things beyond his control, the injuries, the bad quarterback play. That's certainly not on him. And then last year, Kirk Cousins dealing with his situation where the wheels came off. I saw Kirk yesterday, by the way. We made nice. But as far as Pitts, I want to see more of it because he's been so dynamic. Well, he jumped in the studio. First things first, because I had to break Carl's balls, I had to ask him about being there on the sideline in Gainesville to watch Texas take it in the shorts.
Oh, so much, so much. And Bijan will be in some nice Florida blue and orange tomorrow. Yes, he will.
That's
he will.
Oh, I hate it. I just hate it. I will say this, man. Y'all were physical. It was not that, like, that was a different looking Florida team that showed up last week, yeah. For real. And, you know, big shout out, man. Give y'all credit for that one. I know.
Appreciate it.
B's got to wear the gear. Kyle Pitts is with us, man. And look, Kyle, we've been talking about it, talking about this with you for even through last season.
Right.
I don't know if your usage is up or if it's just you're taking advantage of the opportunities. Bro, you're not dropping balls. Every time they're throwing you the rock, you're like, yo, it's mine. Mm-hmm. And I think we are recognizing that with you out on the field. Is there something to that? Is there something there with the usage and you and how they're using you? Or is this just, look, I'm doing my job?
Yeah, I would just say just doing my job, taking advantage of every opportunity given and, you know, making the most of it and getting vertical as quick as I can and, you know, trying to get to the end zone.
Because we said it at camp when we interviewed you. We said, man, well, your ears burning because, man, talking to Kyle Pitts gives us a lot of content. Because, you know, we've talked about your amazing start, pro bowler as a rookie. The knee gave you some trouble. And we always felt, and talking to Arthur Smith at the time, that, you know, it was kind of limiting what you wanted to do. And it just seems this year, every time I watch from the stands, you're open, you're doing the work when they ask you to do the blocking. It just seems like it's – and if some people say, oh, he's in a contract year. You want to stay here, by the way?
100%. I definitely don't want to move. I love this team. I love this city. And, you know, I love this organization. And it's a very much family environment.
And we love the fact when the season started, the first press conference at camp is Michael Penix Jr. saying, hey, man, we got KP the ball. So is that something, the relationship you forged with him?
I didn't know he was going to say that for sure. That definitely caught me off guard. But
really?
That's great, though. That's my guy. And just each week just trying to put reps on tape and just between me and him and you know, trying to be the best asset I can to this offense.
Kyle, did you we're, what, 5, 6, 7 weeks in the season now. But did you work on specific routes or how you ran them, or are you running them differently? What's the success for you to be as open as you are, it seems like now, than maybe before? Or was that a factor of you being not 100%?
No, I was always 100%, just, you know, different elements in the game of, you know, what's going on. But definitely just you train every route like you know you're going to catch it. So it's not, you know, training one route any different than another.
What'd you do during the bye week?
I just chill. I play a little golf and then went to Gainesville.
Right. Well, you get the kid, you got the family, so yep. you were down there for the game?
I was. That was great. It was time well spent.
Man.
Good win. The swamp was lovely. I got to see some old faces, and you know, like I said, it's just
right.
Bijan thought it was just gonna be a boat race. I'm pretty sure.
Seems like Lagway had some healthy weapons. Lagway looked great too in that game.
100%. And I'm eager to see what they do this week. And then Georgia's coming up. So
you feel Texas is overrated? Wait a minute.
I won't go that far. They got some dudes.
Thank you. Why are you just trying to rub this in right now with KP up
slick.
In here?
That was real slick.
It was. You saw that? He was like, oh, by the way, don't you think they're overrated?
I won't go overrated.
No, man. It's not even that. Look, it's the SEC, man. You know. Right. I mean, it's a tough deal, man. It's not the NFL, but it's pretty damn close. Kyle Pitts joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tell us about the Bills, man. Man, look. We built some momentum against the Commanders. Good game. Offensively, I thought we, you know, one of our best games so far. And we really rebounded, Kyle, from the Carolina situation, which I don't even remember. What about the Bills on Monday night? Tell us what we got to do offensively. What are you guys talking about, man?
Just making sure we keep our execution high. It's about us and just taking care of the ball, no turnovers. And, you know, when we get our opportunities, you know, to take advantage of them.
We talked about extra juice for Sunday night. As a kid, you watch Monday Night Football. So, yeah, a little more butterflies, just psyched that it'd be a national audience to start off?
No, I mean, that just means everybody's watching.
Right.
So, big-time players make big-time plays. And I think, you know, we'll not rise to the occasion, but just, you know, do what we've been doing and do what we need to do.
You feel they're calling your number more in the red zone?
It seems like it.
I want to say more or less.
All right.
He's like,
we're working on him. We're working on him, listeners.
I know. It almost came out right there. It's like,
because we always say, the whole story was, you know, and I know, you know the hype. And when we talk about it, guys, like, it's not his fault he was drafted fourth overall. But, I mean, you know, this expectation. It just seems like this year it's everything it was in the first season. And is that just – is Zach more comfortable, you think, with your role in this team?
I would say just as an offense in general and, you know, Mike being a – you know, the head of the ship and just follow behind him and rally behind him. That's the most important thing, and, you know, being there for him when he needs us.
Yeah. We're talking with Kyle Pitts, guys. Getting ready for the Bills on Monday night. Offensively, this team, can you explain, like, how it can look so bad one week and then so much better the next? I mean, obviously you guys want to burn that tape from Carolina. Like I said, I've forgotten about it. But it looked like a completely different offense against the Commanders.
I mean, yeah, it's the NFL. You're going to have your highs and your lows. You're going to have some weeks where, you know, a team might get the best of you. Or, you know, you have some games where people think, you know, we won't beat certain people or, you know, how that goes. But you just flush it, move on to the next week, and, you know that you have 13 more.
Right on. So what's your handicap now on a golf course?
if I'm gambling, I'm probably about 13.
Okay. But, okay.
Or
wow. Okay.
But if you just head up, we played at about 11, 10.
Okay. How far are you hitting it?
Yeah.
Well, just that's pretty good.
I'm probably say plus, like around there, 290.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, that's real good. No, you're doing work.
Yeah, I can play a little bit. I can play a little bit.
I see that. All right.
Play a little bit.
You're getting into people's pockets, I see.
That's what I say. I need them strokes. I need scramble tournaments and different things like that.
Sandbagging his handicap, man. Like a pro over here.
What's your putter like, bro? What's your putter like?
Well, I'm two-putting on that green.
Oh, really?
Yes,
you two-putting?
Yes, yeah.
I love it. Look at Kyle. He's like, yeah. That's, you know what? We've seen a lot of guys hit the ball a long way. Can't putt to save their lives.
Oh, no. Driving for sure.
Right,
putt for dough.
You see, you know, man.
Kyle, before we let you go, man, as we talk about this Falcon team, what's your sense, man? What do you feel? Because this defense is playing really well, man. All the young cats are playing well. Xavier, I mean, all up and down. Jalen, all these guys are really stepping up. Well, what's your sense with this team? You know, you start feeling like, okay, we might have something, but even though we hadn't hit our stride yet, what's your sense?
Yeah, definitely our continuity is rising each week, and everyone's, like, definitely more tighter to each other, you know, in between offense, defense, special teams. We hang out a lot, so just playing for one another is, you know, one of the biggest things, and, you know, just kind of embracing it and, you know, trying to get as many wins as we can.
All right, cool. Man. Well, we wish you nothing but the best.
Appreciate
good luck.
Thanks for coming on.
All right, put one in that end zone, bro. Get that Dukes of Bell bounce on Monday night.
There you go. There
red zone,
go.
Red
there
zone. Red zone weapon, baby.
All right.
Always good times. Catch up with Kyle Pitts from yesterday, guys. The only radio station at Flowery Branch, live with the coach and the star players. This hour brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. Abe is in for Carl. We got one quote from Raheem Morris from our conversation yesterday. We were talking about everything we said with Sal Carpaccio. That is not the meat, the Carpaccio is Carpaccio, but he joined us from WGR in Buffalo and what they thought about us and how they can try to, you know, stop what we do, stop the run. It all starts and ends with getting Josh Allen on the ground and keeping him from being a big playmaker. Here's Coach Ron, a team effort to do that.
I think it's just a team game, you know, when it comes to that. Like, when we talk about the whole front seven, they got to rush with vision and violence. They got to make sure Josh can't take over the game and do the special things that he's able to do. But it also trickles into the back end, right? You got to cover longer. You got to stay connected. You got to find ways to plaster when it's required. You got to find ways to make yourself be available to make plays when the opportunity presents itself. And all of those things matter. Field position matter. That kicks in the special teams. That kicks in our offense with their time of possession. All of those things come into play. Like, this is the ultimate complimentary football game when you got to beat a really good football team like we're about to play.
Mike, we've talked about this before with other mobile quarterbacks, and I know Josh Allen sometimes runs it a little bit differently than some of those other guys. We've also had the discussion, though, here in Atlanta about sacks and how often you can get a quarterback on the ground. This is one of those games where I'm like, man, in my head, I just don't care how many sacks we get, specifically right, as opposed to if you rush, and I know it's a lot easier said than done, don't get out of your lanes, don't open something up. If you don't get the sack, that's okay. Maybe you force a throwaway. Maybe you force a tip ball. What you can't do is get pushed up the field or slide to a side and Allen sees an opening. And I just wonder if you rush with the intent of, we may not even get the sack,
right,
but we're not letting this guy go anywhere at the same time.
I mean, the Bucks. That's sacks, not sex. We said in the Bucks game, yeah, that sounds great. And we did that for much of the game. We got him off the field. Then when you needed him, get him on the ground.
Tough to do.
He wriggled away from a Caden Ellis sack, and he beat us. That's what you don't want to see happen. In your mind's eye, you could see that happening with Josh Allen because he's built like a defensive end. I mean, he's bigger than Jalen Walker, who's trying to grab him. But this is where I think, I said to you to start the show, James Pierce Jr., time for Leonard Floyd to step up. Time for Floyd to, you know, kind of be the guy we thought he was going to be, you know, this year. I know he's getting to the end of, you know, the finish line's coming up on the career, but I need him to be that dude. And how aggressive is Ulbrich? Or as you said, just stay in your lane and don't allow him to do those things. But the front seven, it's key. A.J. Terrell is back. How much man-to-man do we run?
Well, I was going to ask, who calls the Kincaid assignment? Is that a Divine Diablo thing? Is that one of the safeties?
I think that's Jesse Bates.
One of the safeties, yeah.
I think it's Jesse, but I mean, it could be Divine Diablo because he's an oversized safety. But that's a great question. We'll be talking more about it, guys. Special Dukes and Bell coming up 11 to 3. We want your sacks. We'll be hanging out at Signia at Nest on the fourth floor. Randy McMichael, my boy. Randy McMichael, hanging out with Carl and I. Andy's a part of the pregame show. So join the party, and man, it's going to be epic, man. Said, hey, it's so weird not having Falcons two Sundays in a row. I need it. We'll come back. Some monster, NFL games are big, but there's some monster college games. We'll go through all of them, and we said it. Steve's not scared. That's Steve Coonan. A lot of Georgia fans are a little nervous about the trip down 85. It's a scary game against the Tigers. Tech has got some new duds for the Virginia Tech Hokies. We'll tell you all about it coming up on Dukes and Bell with Abe and for Carl.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Will the Dogs be elite in Auburn, man? We've been talking all about it all day. A lot of folks hitting us up on the text line saying, Mike, come on. You know, same guys, I think, at the end of the show yesterday, Abe. And Abe was in for Carl Dukes today, who felt that when we had the conversation with Mike Griffith of Dog Nation, they were being too critical. Too critical. Don't kill the messenger. It's just, I think, and we talked about it with Mark Schlabaugh. You're going to rewind and hear that interview in the 3 o'clock hour. And just the reality, Abe, of the new, not new now, but the college football landscape that Georgia's been living in the last few years, where you just don't get to stack the depth. The best defensive player on Georgia's playing defensive end for Missouri. The guy that would be the best, arguably, defensive player. He's not there. You know, we've talked about just not having the kind of, I don't know, transformative defensive pieces. This is a game where, you know, Auburn's got a pretty good defensive line. Georgia's O-line's, you know, doesn't have great depth. And you got young guys, in some cases, a little bit out of position. This is a scary game for the Dogs on Saturday night.
I agree with you. I do. And look, there's one side of this that says, hey, look what they did against Kentucky. They did what they're supposed to do. You get out ahead of it against a subpar team, a team that doesn't belong on the field with you, and then in the late third quarter, you're playing your backup quarterback. That's the Georgia I would like to see. Do I believe that's the Georgia? Am I confident that they're going to get off to a fast start and have this game in control? Not necessarily. And I mentioned this to you earlier during the pre-show, behind the curtain there. I thought when we saw Georgia escape that Tennessee game with a win, my mindset was like, all right, here's where's Georgia at. This is a Kirby Smart coach team, and I know they're working in some things. They're going to get better from here. This is their bottom baseline of what's acceptable, and they're going to get better from here. They haven't been better. They weren't better in the past couple of games, and obviously Kentucky they were, but in that game against Alabama, they weren't better. They were giving up big plays. They were not getting a pass rush. They were folding on the offensive line, allowing pressure to affect the quarterback. This is not a team that has improved over the course of the season. I thought they would, Mike, and I thought they'd now be in a position where, all right, you could have caught them early on, but now they're rolling, now they're good. That's not my feeling in regards to this team. Are they better than Auburn? Yes. In a road game, in that environment, with a Georgia team that is still massively flawed, that does have points of weakness that Auburn can attack,
right?
I still think Georgia ought to win this game. I am far from confident that they will.
Get the ball in Zach Branch's hands. I mean, I think you were going to try to run the football against a pretty stout run defense. I mean, if you look at Auburn, yeah, the quarterback doesn't scare anybody, but you know, to go on the road in Oklahoma, and as we said, you're one turnover away. If the refs, you know, don't reverse the call, talked about playing tough in a physical game in Texas A&M 16-10. I mean, this can be, again, guys, you keep talking about Cam Newton. Who cares about Cam Newton? Well, they're going to honor him. He's going to be there. It's a night game.
There's
okay?
more juice in that building. There's going to be
some stuff happening. So I know there's some dog. But guys, we just try to keep it real. You know, we said yesterday, when keeping it real goes wrong. No, I mean, you want to say, yippee-ki-yay, I think Georgia's going to boat race Auburn. No, I think it's going to be a tough physical game that goes down into the fourth quarter.
The other thing I mentioned a little bit with you, but also with Mark Schlabaugh, is I just don't think teams are scared of Georgia. I don't think Georgia walks into a building and a team's already defeated from the mental aspect. Forget what goes on in the field. People are not terrified of this year's Georgia team the way they have in years past, and rightfully so. And I think that allows the opponents to stay in a game mentally
right.
a lot easier.
Dave and I were debating, do you keep giving the ball to Frazier? You really trust Frazier on Saturday night under the lights of Jordan-Hare?
Man.
I'm sorry to pick
I
up a young,
it.
I know he's a young man, and you're trying to be fair about a student. They get paid now. We can criticize him. Don't fumble.
Yeah, sure. I also just think he's too good to not.
Like, I just give a steady die to Chauncey Bowens. I know
well,
you're going to rotate
him. I think you start
him,
there. Yeah. I mean, if you're asking me your carry numbers, let's say you got 32 carries between those two guys. I'm looking at 20 or 21 for Bowens and 11 or 12 for Frazier until he can earn back your trust. But he's too good not to involve in any aspect of the game. I think you have to at some point.
Right. Some of the other big matchups, Alabama, Missouri, we talked about, you know, it's an Alabama team, which some experts, I was looking at some of the comments from some of the websites which give the predictions. Some of the sharps think Alabama covers this when they feel Alabama's rolling, turn the corner. Mizzou's only played one SEC game. But it is, you know, on the road, and Eli Drinkwitz will have some unscouted looks. Use that phrase again for Alabama. But you think that'll be close? Or you think Alabama wins it by going away by two scores?
I really like what Alabama's doing right now, Mike. And I think Ty Simpson, I mean, we've seen what's happened to Alabama and with respect to Florida State since that game. If those two teams match up again this weekend, it's a completely different feel to it. Because Ty Simpson has figured a couple things out, he has really turned it on, and he has now entered himself into the Heisman discussion after a couple of four-touchdown games. I think the Alabama offense is rolling. They got Jam Miller back. Boy, what a difference that guy has made, both for Ty Simpson, for the receivers, but also just for the Alabama run game. I like what Bama's doing.
Noon
this
start
is a real
there. Everyone gets freaked out by the noon starts. You know, I think last year the story we had talked about was we had it was Cole Klubnik was on from JOX over in Alabama, and the story. Remember at SEC Media Days, and I don't know if you've heard this or Andy or Randy had talked about it, but the perception from him, and he's pretty dialed in over there, was there were a lot of players that were under Saban who felt a new sheriff in town. It's like there's a substitute teacher. And some of the discipline and some of the things that, you know, that were the the benchmark or the hallmark of Saban weren't there. And then if he had to do it all over again, DeBoer would have been much harder on these dudes. Now he's got the equilibrium. And
I also think they killed some of that stigma by beating Georgia on the road. They had a lot of we can't win road games against good teams. When they went into Athens, I think maybe you killed that a little bit.
Because I think if they played Florida State now, I think it's a completely different outcome.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Other game, we hadn't really touched on this one, but for Tennessee fans, a little scary, Arkansas versus Tennessee, because it's the evil one, the dark lord, the absolute weasel of human beings who had a ethics bypass at birth. Yes, Bobby Petrino. I told Arthur Blank I'll be there for him. I can't wait to call the Hogs home. Anyway, no, I don't get over that, the lost season of 07. But Bobby Petrino calling the shots now for the Hogs. Give him a chance? But Tennessee's got this. Easy.
Yeah, I'll give him a chance, but I just think that Arkansas still has some talent issues. I think their quarterback, Taylen Green, is very, very good. I think with Bobby Petrino, you know, maybe there's something there. Tennessee's been really impressive to me, and I know they've dropped a game here or there, obviously the one to Georgia, which they probably should have won. They've been pretty good, and I think they've got enough to
handle
this.
That's their only loss, and that's, yeah. Look, right now they're certainly alive in that college football playoff.
They've been impressive.
Right? We talked about Georgia Tech earlier in the show. For guys who missed it, they're going to have Buzz. You'll have the yellow jacket on the helmet.
Yeah.
Something different this week. Virginia Tech, 14.5-point favorites. A bit rich, or you still look at Virginia Tech? Little discombobulated. They beat NC State. They lose to Wake. Assistant coach takes over after Pree gets fired. As we said, Tech is over-under is 54.5 right
now. It's not about Virginia Tech to me in this game. It's about Georgia Tech.
You said nothing against Haynes King, who is Superman for Tech, but somebody else lean into another one of the backs.
You got to stop turning the ball over. Yeah, right. You got off to an incredibly slow start against Wake. You turned the ball over here and there, and then you had to fight your way back into it. Luckily, you survived that game, which has kept you in this conversation, but you need to bury teams that you are better than. You shouldn't have to worry about going onto the road, or this one's at home, but being a 2-touchdown favorite and just week in, week out, is this the game we have a letdown? And we can talk about Coach Key and his record against ACC opponents who have been ranked in the top 25. I understand that. You want to talk about his record against ACC opponents that have been unranked? Because those are the games that jump up and get you. And you're playing with a completely different mindset if you're Tech. You're getting everyone's best shot. You have the little number next to your name. You are a top 25 team. You are one of the front runners out of that conference to make the playoffs. You're getting everyone's best shot, and you have to be ready to respond to it.
Right. And if you do handle your business, don't have one of those typical, when I say typical, I mean older previous coaches in Brent. Because I think Wake was that, you know, wake-up call. You can use Wake use that as, look, here's what happens if we sleepwalk.
Yeah.
We're going to get beat. But you look at the schedule, a schizophrenic Syracuse, we already talked about, a bad BC. You should be undefeated when you play Georgia Tech if you are as good as some Tech
fans. You'll be favored in every game.
Right, exactly right. Hey, my buddy Jake just hit us up, just texted me. He's stuck in traffic going up 85. This week it's Road Atlanta, one of my favorite events. He is a dog fan. If you guys stop sweating Auburn, he says, we got this. Hoof, hoof, hoof. All right. We're just giving you all. We're trying to be fair and
keep that energy on Monday if you don't. That's all.
I guess he'll be camping out and he'll be watching the game in the back of his truck up there because the race goes into the evening up in Braselton.
Real quick, I know we're running out of time here. You giving Indiana a chance on the road against Oregon?
No, I like landing in Oklahoma. I mean, look, I don't like Cignetti because I think you take an entire James Madison team and plug it in against weak Big Ten competition. I mean, but they still barked because they did beat Tennessee and that did happen. But I just don't believe in him. Although this year, they absolutely destroyed Illinois.
Yeah.
This will be the truest test because I think Oregon, from what I've read about this team, is their physical. Oregon's going to have to deal with a very aggressive. But here's the thing. How aggressive is Cignetti going to be? You remember when they played Notre Dame last year in the playoffs? They didn't do anything. None of the aggression. They didn't blitz.
We also learned
special
that
teams, nothing.
Yeah, we learned the quarterback then had an ACL tear, so he's playing through it.
That's true. Abe went to Indiana, by the way. Also, guys, we've got Florida at Texas A&M. Curious to see if Napier builds on something because, man, Lagway looks better. His receivers are healthy. South Carolina at LSU. Is LSU going to run the ball against South Carolina? They haven't run the ball against anybody. Really pulling for Shane Beamer because don't need South Carolina to take another loss. And then also, guys, Ohio State their schedule's crap. They're taking Northern. I was looking at the schedule. It's like, I think they got this. Is that Ohio State, Illinois? I think they're going to boat race them. You buying that against Bielma?
I'd like to see them do that. Now, I've been a little hesitant to bump Ohio State to the best team in the country. Some concerns about their quarterback. I think he can prove me wrong tomorrow.
And again, guys, if Texas gets beat by Oklahoma, I mean, Carl may be drinking Bloody Marys at 11 o'clock from Signia because this Texas game is so friggin' scary. Is Mateer going to play for the Sooners?
I think ultimately he does. Mm. I don't know if it's the right decision, but I think he will.
Red River Rivalry, man. Noon up there at the Texas State Fair. Hey, guys. Sports Talk on the Game presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count much on, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. Get started today. Man, the show's been flying. We come back. Am I the only one who's having so much joy and what happened to Philadelphia last night. Interesting stat. Ever since Bryce Harper put that a boy on his shoes in a big moment in 2023, Philly, hearty har har, coming up next on Dukes and Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I was telling Abe to start the show. I don't know what to do with myself. You know, you got this like seemingly endless bye week. You know, it just never ends because, you know, it's one thing like last weekend I was down in Tallahassee and, you know, took it in the shorts against the U. But, you know, and the NFL games are kind of meh. But, you know, then we watched Buffalo. We said, okay, there's some things that the Patriots did. We could probably get these guys. Abe and I were just talking during the break. I just can't wait for this game to get here because, you know, you realize – I'm like those progressive ads. I became my dad. Like, what am I going to do Sunday? I mean, maybe I'll try to overseed the lawn. Maybe I'll put some pine straw down. Maybe go up to Home Depot, take the dog. I mean, this is, first off, I'm ashamed that I'm saying these things on the air. I never thought I'd be this person.
Yeah, I have
but
problems
I have become
with this.
That guy.
Like, what are we talking about, Mike?
Well, I can't even get you to have a freaking beer on Monday, you candy ass. And your 10-mile run.
Yeah, stay hydrated, too many carbs, you understand.
You feeling me on this? We started the show and I said, hey, we're doing the special show with Randy Mack. Carl and I, a mashup, because pregame will start at 3 o'clock right here on 92.9 on Monday. And I said, well, Abe, I said, you know, we got a couple hours, man. Let's, you know, go hit Park Bar, work our way over to the tailgate. What's that?
It's race week.
You can't have one freaking beer?
Mike, it's a lost cause. There have been plenty of times where, like, I've had parties at my house before where we've had an amazing spread of food. And I'm like, hey, man, come over for a birthday party. Like, I'll come over, and he'll sit there, and he'll have his jug of water.
This jug right here.
He'll have that jug of water. He'll drink water. He won't eat a lick of food, and that's it.
You literally are the most idiosyncratic person, and this is radio. I've worked with some doozies. You literally are that guy.
I respect the dedication, but like my son's first birthday party, we had like 100 tacos at the house. And Abe was like, nah, I'm just going to drink my water.
No, we heard the story about Joe Patrick had a fight night party, and you show up bringing, like, mush and, like...
I brought salami sticks.
Yeah.
some cottage cheese and some pork rinds.
Did you have some Capri Suns? Anyway.
Too many carbs.
Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw, bringing you the 5 o'clock hour. We got Day-Day working tonight on the High School Scoreboard Show with Coach, so stay tuned for that. But no, I was just telling Orin and telling our man over here, Abe, that it's been such a crazy couple of weeks. I'm dying for football. And then do you feel in your mind's eye that this comes down to the one time we do let Josh Allen wriggle off the hook like the Baker Mayfield scenario in the fourth quarter in that game? Or have we evolved under Jeff Ulbrich since then?
Let me ask you a slightly different question before I answer that, and I'm not trying to sidestep, but do you feel different heading into this game because the Bills lost to the Patriots? Has the optimism built?
I wanted them undefeated and overconfident. I just think, again, every NFL coach, McDermott knew they had a hard time stopping the run before they played the Patriots, but we should be able to run against them. Maria Martin brought this up earlier from TV, saying, you know, the two top passing defenses based on yardage are the Falcons and the Bills. So Michael Penix Jr. is going to have to be, as he said, super accurate. Talked about it in his press conference the other day on Thursday, you know, taking a look at what Drake May did and replicating his game.
There's one difference, though. There's one difference in that stat to me, and that is the Bills are a great passing defense because they're a terrible rushing defense. The Falcons are not lock you down on rush, but they're not terrible against the run. And I think that's the difference to me. To answer your original question, every game when the margins are this small comes down to college, pro, high school, wherever it is.
Right.
When two teams are relatively close, it really normally comes down to one or two plays and which team wins those one or two plays. Against the Bucs, it came down to one or two plays and the Buccaneers won that play and it cost you the game. For the Georgia Bulldogs against Tennessee, it came down to that one field goal, and Georgia won that play, and they went, like, the margins are so small, and I feel like the margins are small again, that, yeah, I think it does probably come down to, all right, it's 3rd and 7 with a minute 49, and they're out of timeouts.
Right.
Can you get off the field?
Right. I need Penix to do some Penix stuff. I want Pitts in the mix. Bijan. We talked about Bijan and Tyler. We've got better. I think most Falcon fans felt off the Sunday night game against the Patriots, we can do some of the things the Patriots did better. Vrabel and his defense. Are we there yet? I mean, this is a game we said about it. You know, Pierce Jr., maybe Jalen Walker. Somebody busted in like the Kool-Aid Man. Rook. You know, Dorless, these guys. The rotation of that front seven. You got to go man-to-man because A.J. Terrell's healthy. So are you going to try to go man-to-man so no one's got their back turned when Josh is like just going up the sideline for 30 yards?
You old-school quarterback spy him, or is this
– We talked about it earlier. You want to put Diablo on there?
Then you lose him potentially against Dalton Kincaid. Now you have to pull a safety up, and that leaves you potentially open for something.
Well, and nothing against Caden, but, I mean, Josh Allen can take our linebackers for a drag.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest here, Mike, and I think now I'll ask you the question that I had asked you off-air earlier. Because I think whatever the defense gives you, I think I'm kind of stuck taking against the Bills and what they can do offensively. This is a game I feel like you need to be confident winning with your offense. And so the question I have for you is, where's the number? What's the point total where you feel comfortable?
If I believe in the defense, then it's below, it's under. But I'm thinking like 30. I think we got to score 4 touchdowns to beat Josh Allen.
I don't know if you're winning at 28, right?
31,
but I think 31 you're winning, right?
I mean, in my mind's eye, when I saw it, going back to the schedule, I always felt, man, we're going to score 4 touchdowns to beat Buffalo. Maybe the defense shows up even more. And the defense, as we just said, has been so good in certain areas. I know you guys are all saying, we just throw out the Carolina game. But it's one quarter of your effort. One quarter of your season, you're ungodly bad. You know, and the defense wasn't terrible. They just didn't get the quarterback on the ground. You know, and that's where we needed some sacks.
I mean, even
it kept you in. It wasn't the defense's fault that we flipped the field on a bad pick. You know, and starting position was terrible. Another thing, special teams. It's got to be better.
Yeah. You definitely got to clean stuff up.
Can't set those
but
guys
even
up on
against
the
Commanders, Mike, a team led by Marcus Mariota with no Terry McLaurin, two of their running backs out, whatever. Like, they scored 27 points on you. Right. You got to 34, but they had 27 on you. And so, still a little bit of nervousness in terms of that. Like, I need the offense to score. I don't think you're winning this game 21.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.